Huh. Maybe I was tripping.
I didn't see that before either.
No, Kid,
Kid Piccolo.
Yeah. Bro, Krillin.
Krillin's a kid.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin?
What's happening, Catskill? You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is Chuck Ansbacher, Broody Duck, signing off.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pig.
Traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second. Thank you.
I will press. Yes, yes, yes. Even when life's a mess, I will press. That is Miss Miranda Curtis. I think it's Pastor Miranda. Praise be God. And this is Pastor Kim L. Singletary, your perpetual optimist, right here on WGXC. It's WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org, online all the time. Yeah, you can find us. Go to the archives and check us out. So glad to be here with you this morning, our friends, our listeners, our audience, our visitors. We're just grateful for the time we get to spend together. And listen, I want to invite you, if you have a prayer need, a prayer request, or even a praise report you want to share, and you want me to share in prayer on air, I'm going to invite you to text me at 518-653-2008. 518-653-2008. And we will pray for you on or off the air. You get to choose, all right? But listen, we got the music that ministers to the heart, the mind, and the soul. The music with a message, because this is the bright shine. And we got here not just me, but Father, Son, and Holy Ghost that gives us the ability. Yes, beloved. And with us, our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. Brother Randall, how are you today?
I am very well, and glorious Sunday to our Bright Side listeners.
Amen. And glorious Sunday, we decree it is. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. I choose and decide. I will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter how great a day, I know God is in it with us. And so, beloved, that's the kind of music we're going to bring today. We got a kind of a slow jam vibe today. So much going on. I think we just need to slow it down a little bit. We have a stand and proclaim. Yes, stand. I press. I'm standing and proclaiming it. I will press. Benita Jones gives us that project. Wait For You, GET Legacy, featuring Siobhan Stewart and Aaron Sledge, Nissan Stewart. Wait, Miss Nia Allen, I Don't Mind Waiting, Juanita Bynum and Friends. Feel You're Here, Fresh Start Worship, featuring Kalante Gavin. Praise You in the Storm, Casting Crowns. Fear Is Not My Future, Maverick City. Always Peace, Brian Courtney Wilson. Yes, beloved, in the midst of all of that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You stay right here. Don't go nowhere. This is where the bright side is. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC. Stand and proclaim.
That's a place I can run and be saved. There is a name that can heal, calm my storm, peace be still. I can call on that name and be saved. There is no greater name than Jesus. Jesus. Stand and proclaim. There is no greater name than Jesus. Jesus. There is.
I can run
and be
proclaim your name, Jesus. Oh, this is my favorite part.
That name heals all.
That name delivers all.
It works.
Anybody know?
It works.
It works.
It works.
Oh, that name.
That name heals.
It heals all disease.
That name.
Something but you being the God you are, I'm glad your love remains the same. So we're praying, help us to be patient, help us to pray waiting, cause Lord, the plan you made is, oh God, teach us as we submit ourselves.
Let your kingdom come.
Help me to wait on you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through. Hide in your word, you know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, I'm hiding your word. Serving you, yes, I'll continue praising you. Oh, while I wait until I hear from you, help me, Jesus, for you.
somebody tell him, wait on, just wait on and wait on, just wait on and wait on.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. On you, Lord. I don't. Because I know you're coming after a while, so I don't even mind. No, I wait on you, Lord.
FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online all the time. Listen, beloved, we just had our fall fundraiser, and it's not too late for you to donate. You can donate by going to WGXC.org/donate, or you can mail in to WGXC Care of Way Farm, 5662 Route 23 in Acre, New York, 12405. We have a goal to meet, and you can help us get there. I want you to remember WGXC.org/donate, WGXC Care of Way Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. We don't mind waiting on you, and we don't mind waiting on the Lord. He does not delay. He may not come when you call him, even when you want him, but he'll get there in time. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. We got more music like that. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message this day for the bright side. We have coming up, Feel You Here by Fresh Start Worship featuring Kalante Gavin. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
peace.
There is peace in your presence.
Yes, Lord, in your presence, hallelujah, in your presence, Lord, I can find peace. I can feel peace in your presence, oh God, hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here, beloved. I can feel him in the atmosphere, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, beloved, this is Pastor Kim and your perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. I'm a perpetual optimist. And, I'd rather be there than be a perpetual pessimist, that's for sure. All right. So, wow, so much going on. Listen, I just want to remind folks, if you have a tax filing extension, that tomorrow is the deadline. You want to get that in, get that done. Also, today is the opening for the Medicare open enrollment. You might want to check out if you are that 65 set and you getting Medicare. You might want to do some research and compare what you have and what's out there, all right? I found out some information. I was like, wow, okay. So, yeah, you want to do that, right? And there are plenty of folks out there to help you. Certainly, we have the Office for the Aging in every county, Office for the Aging right here in Columbia County on Columbia Street. And so if you need help with that, you know, you can reach out. We'll be there for you, all right? So, beloved, whew, Lord have mercy. Have you? I know some of you may have just decided to turn off the TV and turn off the iPads and the Chromebooks and all those other things that keep popping up with the stories about what's going on in the world. And, you know, I wish I could give you a little relief from that today, but that's the direction I'm going. So I give you permission if you need to turn it down here right now. But for those of you who are sticking there with me, I want to talk about wars and rumors of wars. I'm calling this Wars and Rumors of Wars Part 2. yes, unfortunately. Haven't seen headlines today. I know yesterday that there were announcements by Israel, you know, that they were going in air, land, and sea to the Gaza Strip. And I know that there are wars going on. I think last week I had checked and there were like 10 wars going on in the world today, five or six of those in Africa, in the continent of Africa, and then several in an Asian continent that include Russia, Ukraine, and then certainly now Israel and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And so, yeah. You know, reaching out and praying with some of my brothers and sisters who are of the Hebrew tradition, Jewish faith, being a Judeo-Christian myself, having read many times, studied also the Hebrew text we call as the Old Testament in our Bibles, right? Jesus, the rock and the foundation of our faith, being himself a Jew, saying I'm starting my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against her, right? Reading the word of God in the Holy Bible. And also, beloved, I've read, and it was a long time ago, so I can't remember all, but I've read the Bhagavad Gita and I've read the Quran and other thinkers, you know, other thinkers and theologians and philosophers in my lifetime searching for understanding and wisdom. In the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Bible, reading the prophets, again, of the Judeo and of the Christian traditions, there were events that were predicted, prophesied, that were going to take place in the end times. And when we look at the world today, even how these events, they shadow what was predicted thousands of years ago by Jesus and the prophets. And we see these things that taking place. And, you know, it's, we never thought it would be during our lifetime, never thought it would be in our generations. But these things are happening. And these prophecies in the book of Ezekiel, the book of Daniel, the book of Isaiah, book of Revelations, the words that Jesus spoke that are written to the Gospels, you know, they were not vague. They were not general like Nostradamus. It's interesting to me how people run to Nostradamus and talk about his prophecies, but some of his prophecies really do just bring interpretation or enlighten to the prophecies that were already here. But again, prophecies that were not vague and not general. In fact, they are very detailed and very specific, and they unfold for us in events in a sequence. And as we put them together, they become a timeline that tells us things are going to unfold and that these things that are predicted in the scriptures will come to pass. And among them, chief among them, central among them is the return of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus, even himself, he tells us when you see these things happening, to know that your redemption draws nigh. Don't be afraid and don't be disheartened. Don't be discouraged. Don't be fearful. You know that the time of his returning to redeem the world to himself, to redeem his people is near. And those who have faith in him, beloved, we are told through the word of God not to worry. And Jesus also told, he said, you know, why worry? It's not going to add anything to your life. We have no reason to worry about the future or what these events are going to bring, because we can have a peace and rest in the midst of all the worst circumstances because of Jesus's prophecy and promises. We know that ultimately we have the hope of eternal life. And if anything, the things that have happened recently since last Friday, the attack of Hamas upon Israel, the inability of Israel and America to see these things coming, certainly the ongoing war and devastation, destruction that we see on the airwaves all the time happening in Ukraine and Russia, and then those that are happening in places we no longer get to see on our media waves, the question comes in, how are we supposed to live? How are we supposed to live? I read this morning something, it's kind of off to the side on a tangent, but then it's really relevant as well. And it was a story from a sister in Puerto Rico who said that because of government shutdowns, her work is a university at a university in Puerto Rico has become very tense and very tumultuous because they don't have the money that they have to do what they need to do. And pensions are at risk, and jobs are at risk, and people are coming in and showing up. And she said that she read this verse in the Word of God. And when she read that verse, she found herself praying that verse as well. And it brought her peace. And I'm telling you, beloved, the Word of God is so rich for us in helping us to learn and understand the times in which we're living and to give us peace in the midst of the worst storms of life. King David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, David said this. It says, King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And what our sister was sharing and what I'm sharing also is that she came to realize that, you know what, God has brought me this far, and I'm just going to have to trust him to get me all the way. I'm going to have to trust him to get me through the worst of times. I have to trust him to help me keep my right mind and to do the things I have to do for me, for my family, for my responsibilities, my obligations. Just have to trust God to do it. Dr. Mark Hitchcock, he wrote in a book, it's a book that's titled, What Role Does America Play in End Time Prophecy? And he wrote, I think that we need to remember, all of us to remember, this is one thing. It's great to know about the future of the world and the future of the nations, but the most important thing for each of us to be concerned about is our own future. That is where we're headed. What's our destiny? Every one of us is going to leave this world, and we never know when that's going to take place. We need to be prepared. And according to the Bible, the only way we can be prepared for the life that will be after this life is through Jesus Christ, through accepting him and the sacrifice he gave on the cross and trusting in him as our Savior. That's what we need to do, and that's what will give us hope. That is what will give us hope. I think as we continue to live in this life as well, we need to be praying for our leaders, praying for our country, praying that God will show us grace and mercy as we witness these attacks and plans that are going on, that these plans will be thwarted, that they won't be successful. I think we need to use this current world situation today to give us a sense of urgency in our lives, to live our lives for the Lord, take care of others, do what we can while we can in this world. Amen, beloved. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. While we live in the midst of wars and rumors of wars. And this is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. God be with you till we meet or speak again. This is Pastor Kim with the music and the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got a little bit more of that coming back. And so, yes, beloved, here we go. Praise you in the storm, casting crowns. I'll praise you in the storm. Hallelujah. Before this life is over, I'm going to learn how to praise you in the storm. Fear is not my future. Yes, beloved. And we're going to close out with always peace. There is a peace that passes understanding. I pray that peace would be upon you and rest and keep you in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. Gonna praise you, hallelujah, in the storm.
I was sure by now,
in a moment,
Johnny, you would have reached down
when we come back with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
Stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, and every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand, you never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. Stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. When my strength is almost gone, how can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through. My hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm.
Your hand, you never left my
turn it in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. He's not done with what he started. No. He's not done until it's good.
Hello, peace. Hello, joy.
Fear is not my future. It's not your future. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has promised us a future and a hope. Beloved, there was war in heaven. Revelation chapter 12 tells us there was war in heaven. And you know the starter of that war in heaven was cast out and came to the earth trying to set up a kingdom here. So yes, there are wars in the earth. But you know what? Our God is still with us. He's in it with us. He's fighting for us. He's working through us. Do you believe it? I do believe it. We're praying for our leaders. We're praying for our country. We're praying for God's grace and mercy, that God continue to show grace and mercy upon America, praying that God would give our leaders discernment, wisdom. And we pray for all of our members of the United States of America, that we can stop fighting each other and we can stand together, learn how to work, live, pray together. Lord, I thank you, God. Beloved, I want you to remember, no matter how great a day, how how gloomy all may look to be, the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. Oh my God. Don't you quit in the dip. If you're having birthdays this month, I want you to celebrate. October babies, happy birthday to you. And for everybody else that's not celebrating this birthday this month, just celebrate life. Celebrate the goodness of God and do what you can to help your fellow man. This is and fellow woman. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we're getting ready to go. I want you to know God loves you. I love you too. Stay well, stay blessed, stay safe. Always peace. This is my prayer for you, Brother Brian Courtney Wilson. Takes us out.
May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace.